Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends Accountant Radio Show. The Friends Accountant Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Susan Kelly with us. Susan's a loan officer. We'll be talking a little bit about mortgages in this segment. Hey, Susan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Why don't we just start at the beginning? Tell me a little bit about yourself and your mortgage history.
Sure. Well, about myself, I am a mother of three, wife of one, avid sports fan, big sports mom. Enjoy everything I do with the kids. It's been a phenomenal family life so far, and my mortgage history has gone with that. It's 22 years starting in 2019, and I'm licensed in both Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
So, Susan, I saw in the news recently that mortgage rates are starting to creep up a little bit. How does that impact the real estate market? Does it impact the real estate market?
It does impact the real estate market, and there's been two major kind of factors that have happened in the last 6 to 8 months with the increase of the rates. The first one is that people are qualifying now with the rates going up over a point, about $50,000 less than what they used to qualify for. So we're finding lots of other interesting and fun ways to fit the puzzle together and get them financing. And one of the most interesting ways I've found that of working with the realtors and the clients combined is looking at seller buy-downs. Therefore, the seller doesn't have to decrease the price of the home but could offer to pay 1 or 2 points to decrease the payment for the client, and that has brought the deal together because it's making up for that $50,000 difference. And the second one is that the rates have increased, but so hasn't everyone's equity positions for the most part. So they have a lot more equity in their home. And I'm finding that a lot of people are calling me and asking me questions about consolidating their debt, looking at paying down a car or paying off student loans or credit card debt, and possibly taking out money for a renovation loan and still saving them money, you know, per month. And I just did that last week. We had a client that wanted to pay off some credit card debt and some student loan debts, and we took out about $20,000 for some small refurbishments of their home, and we were able to save them still $424 by eliminating that debt per month.
Wow. That's pretty cool and stuff.
That's very
now,
cool.
One of the things I always smiled about back in my banking days is that someone would want a mortgage, and the only product they really knew about was the 30-year fixed. You know, it's 30 years,
right.
It's fixed, cheapest payment in the head, that's it. I mean, there's no other products. But in all kidding aside, there's a lot of other products, and sometimes they may make better sense. So what do you see in being popular? Is it still 30-year fixed, or do people actually consider other products now?
Yeah, the 30-year fixed are always extremely popular when rates are down, 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 because why not take it at 3.25? But that's not the situation anymore. So what we do is we have a lot of people looking at ARM products. They're still very popular, and they're still very sound because they're fixed for a certain amount of time. So a lot of people who are buying their first homes or possibly condos, and we know it's not their lifetime home, are looking at 5, 7, or 10-year ARM fixed because they'll either be moving or having a family and needing a bigger home or just, you know, relocating across the country within so many of those years. There's also some fabulous no-down payment assistant programs out there these days, especially with mass housing. There's many people who know that they qualify for a home but don't think they can buy because they don't have a large down payment. There are certainly ways to get them into homes these days, especially with 100% financing, and you don't have to be a veteran just to receive that program.
Yeah, like you said, you know, I find that, you know, different products do make sense for people depending on what you, you know, anticipate happening in your life and stuff. So now there are some like certifications and stuff in the mortgage business. Do you have any of these specializations that you want to talk to me about?
I do. I'm proud of two of them that I have currently. I am a military specialist. And what that means is that I have a specialization to help our veterans and our current active duty men and women across the country when they come back home and need to be helped by a home. And there's special products there. It used to be just the VA loan, which is 100% financing, but sometimes that was precluding them from the market because people thought, since they were doing 100% financing that they weren't qualified for the home, and I've really tried to work with sales rep across the two states to prove that that's not the scenario and that this is a gift that's been given to them from the U.S. government, and they have a right to buy a home just like everyone else. So I'm really working hard to change the mindset about that. And it is a wonderful program, but we also have some wonderful welcome home programs with Mass Housing that eliminate the pest inspections and the appraisal issues that are sometimes required on a regular VA loan.
So let's talk a little bit about millennials. Like I said, mm-hmm. a lot of millennials coming into the market. What's your advice for a millennial who's, you know, considering purchasing a home?
My biggest advice is, since I've been working with them in the last year and a half heavily, is that they tend to want to do everything online. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The mortgage technologies these days is phenomenal. And so everything from the application to the upload of all the paperwork is online, and that's wonderful. It's made everything so much easier. What I tend to find is that they think they should be able to do everything online. And I think that the home buying transaction is such an important transaction and one of the biggest ones in their lives. They really should be using a lender that they can get a hold of, that they can speak with, that they can call, can help them with the process, no matter how tiny or big the situation that they go through the process. That not, you know, you shouldn't buy everything online, and you should have someone there in your corner to represent you at all times.
I always like to talk about this subject next. I encourage people not to make the mistake I made. And what happened, little kids, my wife and I, on a Sunday drive, go see this really gorgeous condo that was 2.5 times what I could afford, because I didn't start by going to a mortgage person and sitting down saying, this qualified me so I know what I can afford. And that is a horrible mistake, because then when you find out it's 2.5 times what you can afford and what you look at, it's not as nice, Susan. It just isn't, because it's 2.5 times more expensive.
Not.
So you have to really start there. All kidding, nowadays, most realtors won't even talk to you until you've been qualified. I mean, this is going back 30 years ago before you had this in place. But isn't that really where I should start? All kidding aside, if I want to buy a home, I should reach out to you, you know, get qualified, make sure my credit looks good, so I know, you know, what I'm looking for before I go out and start looking at random things that maybe I can't afford. Good advice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the greatest advice. In fact, you need to speak to all the millennials out there. So what I would like to say is that we really need to sit down and have a conversation, because I firmly believe that your mortgage plan should be a part of your all-time financial plan. So from that said, just because you qualify for a property or they'll let your ratios go up to 45 or 55% on your debt-to-income ratios doesn't mean that you have to, and you need to be comfortable with those mortgage payments. And you want to do other things in life. You want to be active. You may have hobbies. You may want to travel, other things, et cetera, like that. And so I really pride myself on educating the borrower. I really want to talk to him. For example, if it's a young man, he's looking at buying a condo. Well, is he in a relationship? Is he going to be married soon? Is the condo, if they do get married, in a town where they want to raise the kids? Is he up for a type of promotion where he's going to be relocating in the next 5 to 10 years? I really want to know what that young man's looking for, not just right now in the next 1 to 3 months when he wants to buy the condo, but what are his plans down for the future? So that, one, I put him in the right product and we're looking in the right area. And for other people who are more advanced in life and are in their second or possibly third home or possibly buying a second home, I, once again, want that to be a part of their full financial plan. And I want to make sure that, you know, are the mortgages paid off by the time their kids need to go to college so that they can finance that? Or do they want the mortgages paid off for the time for their retirement so they can change that money into retirement or life insurance policies? And I really try and get them involved with other financial and insurance advisors along the way to really help them to make sure that that mortgage plan is in the right spot and the right amount to help with their full plan for the future.
It sounds like we've had a lot of the same conversations, okay, you know, so I agree with you 100%, because I see this all the time as people get qualified and they can afford X dollars, and that's great if you're comfortable with it, but some people, like I said, maybe you're thinking, you know, geez, one of our jobs, if you're married or buying a house with someone, maybe one of our jobs isn't really that secure, or just, like you said, lifestyle, because I get a lot of friends that drive really nice cars, you know, they go out every weekend, the nice restaurants, nothing wrong with any of that. But, you know, all of a sudden you're going from paying maybe $1,500 in rent to, you know, $2,700 mortgage payment. That's going to change your lifestyle, and you got to be prepared for that. And a lot of people just go, well, you know, geez, I met with that really nice mortgage lady. She told me this is what I could afford. And they just kind of go, cool. And they do that. But lifestyle has a big, you know, and just some people are just conservative. I know I am. You know, it's like, yeah, I know I can afford that, but just not really comfortable.
It does. It has a huge amount to factor into that. And lifestyle is huge. And I do a ton of different types of rent versus buying seminars. And I'll try and even do that, you know, on a couple basis with a young couple that's buying, you know, here's what you're renting now. This is what the house will do. And it's good for them to see that big picture of, like, how the increased payment is. But sometimes the increased payment benefits them in a way that they didn't realize because they're gaining equity and they also have tax deductions. So we really try to see what's on the spectrum to keep them comfortable and not get them to the ultimate extension of their debt-to-income ratio to make it uncomfortable so they can't have the lifestyle that they want anymore.
Makes a big difference. All right, so let's go in the opposite direction now. Reverse mortgages are coming back. Let's talk about that. What is it?
They are coming back. And they used to have, in all honesty, you probably are familiar with this, they used to have a bad reputation. People thought that, you know, it wasn't a good thing to do. People need to know that as of 2008, the entire reverse industry was overhauled just like the regular mortgage industry. And there is now a very safe and practical product for those people 62 and above to help them with their retirement age. And what's wonderful about that is that you're putting a down payment on down depending upon your age and the purchase price range that you're looking at, and you no longer have to have a mortgage payment anymore. You can take out an equity line, you gain money on the equity line, and the house stays with you. It stays within the family. Everything is FHA insured, so you never lose the home. And it's a wonderful, fabulous product for those in the retirement age that are struggling to make their payments now or have the lifestyle that they used to because they no longer have the income. And or those people who are okay situated monetarily but don't want to have the issue of a mortgage payment anymore and just want to have the freedom because basically they know that they can't take their equity with them, to be blatantly honest. And so it's been a very fascinating product. We're doing really, really well with it. It's extremely safe. We get the whole family involved. The kids know what's going on. The kids aren't losing the family home, et cetera. And we're number four in the entire country now in reverse mortgages and are doing a really wonderful education and program with it these days.
So talk to me a little bit more about how you can partner with real estate people, you know, to try to help them, you know, get their clients qualified. Talk to me a little bit more your process there.
Sure. First of all, I'm really pleased with our process. We have a phenomenal team basis here that we work with. And I think the number one thing that sets Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation apart from all the other banks is that we have a full pre-commitment service, Kevin, whereas most people are just used to hearing about a pre-approval. We certainly still do that. We do a full in-depth pre-approval with all their documentation. But we work with our clients, and our realtors clients take one step further. We offer a full pre-commitment service, and what that means is once we get the docs and we verify certain things, we submit it as a full application ahead of time. So it goes through full processing and then a full underwriting and comes back with a credit approval, 100% credit approval subject to a title search and your appraisal. And it's been phenomenal in this realm here going on of multiple bids with, you know, so many people bidding on one home that to know that the person that's putting in this offer has already had their loan approved ahead of time, and we can close within 3 weeks. So
awesome.
It's been unique because we've had some of our clients who are only putting 5 or 10% down actually win the offer over people that were putting 20% down because our loan's already approved.
So, Susan, get about 30 seconds left. Let's grab the contact information before I let you run.
Sure. Susan Kelly, Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. My phone number is 617-834-0052, or you can find me at susan.kelly@fairwaymc.com.
Awesome. Really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks, Kevin.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.